Hey there, everybody who is listening to this. I am sorry that it has taken me so long to get this AMA answers out to you. I asked from a while ago, but it is currently the holidays. So shit's a bit crazy, because that's how the holidays are. But thank you to everyone who has followed me. There are 105 of you now. I have no idea what to do with you. So I guess I'll just answer your questions. And I'm sorry if I missed any of your questions. They were in several different places because of the way that you guys sent them to me. So I tried to collect them all. If I missed any of them, I'm sorry. Just let me know. And I can just tell you what the answer is. So with no further ado, here we go. First question. What or who inspired you to join GWA? I do not remember how I got there, but I ended up on Pornhub on a Cardlin Audio JOI. Actually, the same script that I did for one of my audios, that particular JOI script. I heard Cardlin Audio record that, and I have always had a thing for voices. He has a lovely one. So that led me to search for erotic audio, which led me to GWA, and now I'm stuck here. If anyone has seen the exit, please let me know. No, I'm kidding. I don't actually want to leave. I enjoy it here. I enjoy recording audios for you guys. It's actually really, really nice. Next question. How do you find inspiration for an audio? And how do you get into character? I never have a plan, ever. About 5 minutes before I record an audio, I think, there's an idea. And then I record. And normally it's one take and I'm done. There's not really a getting into character for me either. It's just, I think, like, for example, the Daddy's Little Girl. That's, I haven't done a lot of scenes. Most of what I've done is just me fucking rambling. But for Daddy's Little Girl, it was just the idea of if I had a daddy, which I'm not into daddies and the age play aspect of it. I'm into daddies and the vanilla dom kind of aspect of it. So the getting into character was if I had a daddy and he came home from work to fuck me, how would I act? And that was it. That's all I had. Which, I don't really get into character, I guess. And I don't really, the inspiration for the audio is just kind of pops into my brain. Or it's just me running off at the mouth, which I do a lot. Where do you record your audios? I record my audios in my bed, actually. I initially was going to use my microphone, which is hooked up to my PC, which is what I'm on now. Because it's a decent microphone, it's comfortable, and it has decent sound quality, for the most part. It's the same microphone that I use when I'm chatting in Discord or something like that. But the first time I did an audio, I was in bed, and it just happened. And the microphone on my phone was really good. So I was like, hey, this works pretty well, and that particular place is works pretty well for the other aspect of the audios, the coming. So I just have kept doing it that way. All of my audios have been recorded in my bed, in my room. There you go. You've all been in my bedroom. Congratulations. Next question. Do you prefer improv or scripts? I have only done, I think, just the one script, just the JOI. So I definitely prefer improv. I don't mind scripts, and I have been looking for scripts that I would like to do. I just haven't found any that I really, really like. And if I'm going to do a script, I need it to be something that I'm very into so that it doesn't sound like a script. Like, the JOI feels to me like a script read. Like, you can, even if you weren't familiar with the fact that that is a well-known JOI script, it feels like I'm reading it, and that might just be my own self-consciousness, but I have kicked around the idea of writing my own scripts because I know what I like, and I've written a thing or two in the past that has not been terrible. So I have kicked that idea around, and I might do that in the future. Remains to be seen. But answer to the question, I do prefer improv because I do. I don't know. I don't know why, but I do. Next question. This one I had to think about. Next question is, what is your favorite knock-knock joke? And I'm going to tell you this knock-knock joke, and then I'm going to tell you the story behind this knock-knock joke. So, knock-knock. Who's there? Snake. Snake who? Snake in the grass. That is a terrible, terrible knock-knock joke. And it was told to me by my cousin's child, who was attempting to learn the concept of humor and how to tell a joke. But at the time that she told it, she was only like maybe 7, maybe. She didn't understand how a knock-knock joke works. So she didn't get the, like, the orange, you glad I didn't say banana, that kind of thing. It hadn't clicked yet. So she would tell me this same knock-knock joke every time I saw her for the better part of a year. So I have heard that same knock-knock joke repeatedly from a child who finds it absolutely hilarious every time she tells it. And I think it has become my favorite because she gets so much exquisite joy out of telling this terrible knock-knock joke. That was not a question I was expecting, by the way, so thank you for that. Next question. What kind of porn do you watch? Lately I have been very into hentai. I am very fond of tentacles being put inside people. And for the last few months, actually, hentai has been my major kick. I do have, once in a while, like, I'll nip over into Gangbang or CNC or something like that, which, for those of you that do not know, CNC is consensual non-consensual. I think I mentioned that in an audio, so never mind. Next question. If you were invisible for a day, what would you do? Illegal things, actually. I would steal shit. Specifically, I would steal gold from a bank. I would follow someone into the bank, and I would steal all the gold because it's all insured, and it's usually not traceable. And then I would not have to worry about money for a very, very long time, which would be fantastic. And yeah, I think that's all I would do. I guess commit a felony is a good goal for a single day, but there's not like places that I would want to go as an invisible person. It's like sneaking into the girls' locker room. Well, I mean, I am a girl, so I'd be sneaking into the boys' locker room. That nothing like that. I don't have any interest in that. I enjoy voyeurism, but I enjoy it when the person knows that I'm watching. That's part of the appeal for me. I'm not into the covert peeping Tom type voyeurism. Next question. If you could have dinner with any 5 people... Oh, this is a tough one. If you could have dinner with any 5 people, dead or alive, who would they be? Dead or alive? Well, I very much so enjoy smart people. So I think I would have to go with some scientists, in all honesty. Very fond of Bill Nye, just because it's fucking Bill Nye. And he's gotten better with age now that he's older and we have all grown up and he can say fuck. He is fantastic. Very fond of Neil Tyson. Those two are still alive. I think I'd go for some from antiquity, just so that I could... I'm assuming if I could have dinner with these people, I'm assuming that the language barrier would be gone. So I think I would want to have dinner with maybe Copernicus. I might go with Ptolemy. He's not so much... He doesn't get quite the same hype that some of the others do, but... Yeah, so what is that for? Let's see, that's 4, right? Bill Nye, Neil Tyson, Copernicus, Ptolemy. You know what? Just because I'd like to meet him, because I think he's cool, my 5th will be Barack Obama, because I like him. All right, next question. You can have a one-on-one date with anyone in the world, dead or alive. Who would it be? A one-on-one date with anyone in the world. I mean this in a very non-sexual way. I would have dinner with my dad. My dad passed away very suddenly, about 6 years ago. And now that I have had time to exist with that, there are some things that I wish that I had said and didn't, and behaviors that I had while he was alive that I wish had been different. So I'm going to change this date from like a date with a romantic connotation to just a date with my dad. I would love to sit there for several hours and talk to my dad again and tell him things that I wish I had told him while he was alive. Oof, that got a little dark there. Next question. You're in Aladdin. You rub the lamp. What are your three wishes? So this came up, or something similar to this came up when I was in college. And I went to college for computer science. So most of the people that I was in college with were very logical. They were very science and math minded, which gets on well with my brain. So the answer that I came up to for this, the first wish is I want developer options for the world. Now, for those of you that don't know, developer options is a term that you'll find in programs like the apps on your phone or a video game. And normally what they do is they allow you to edit and alter the code behind whatever it is, whether it's the app or the game or whatever. So as an example, if you were playing a game and you had developer's options, you could type in a command and get the best super duper sword in the game or gun or whatever. It's not so much cheat codes. It's along the lines of cheat codes, but it's broader than cheat codes. It allows you to edit the fundamental code that the game is written in. So by having access to developer's options for reality, I would be able to alter anything I wanted. I had mentioned earlier about I would break into a bank. Well, the necessity behind that is I would want to have money, because who doesn't, so that I can pay my bills, not have to worry about it, not have to think about it, and have that stress every month of, oh my gosh. But there's also aspects of it like I could alter people's health. So if I had a sick family member or if there was something wrong with me, I could go into developer's options and I could, like, let's say for example, I broke my leg. I could go in and I could remove the broken leg debuff. So then I no longer have a broken leg. And I could do that for literally anything in the world. No more pollution, no more plastics in the ocean, no more whaling ships. Don't get me started. I will go on. So that would be my first wish. Which, that's a little bit of a cheat wish because it kind of covers all of the things. I think that my second wish would be that no one could undo my first wish, or that no one could undo the things that I changed with developer's options. And that's just more of a CYA cover your butt kind of thing to make sure that nobody else comes along and fucks with my shit once I have it. And then third, I would let the genie go because nobody should be a slave, even if you're a imaginary, incorporeal genie, you still shouldn't be a slave. And so I would absolutely let him go on the last one. Let's see. Three wishes. Yes, that's it. Next question. What do you think of older men? Well, I like them. I have always had a thing for older men ever since I was jailbait, which that was back in the days of Yahoo chats. And some of my first experience with the internet was actually being in chat rooms with men that I now realize were probably pedophiles. But I have never been extremely interested in men of my own age because they're not as able to keep up with me mentally. That has changed as I've gotten older because the men have gotten older and are no longer children because that's what happens with age. So I do not mind older men. I enjoy and have enjoyed older men. It's very cliche, But age is just a number for me. It literally is just a number for me. I don't care if you are 70 or 18. If we get on well, if you make me laugh and you engage my brain and you make me happy, I don't give a fuck how old you are. We'll figure all that shit out. I don't... Who gives a shit? So, yeah. Older men, younger men, don't care. Just be fun. Be cool. Be interesting to my brain. Next question. What do you think about being on top, but getting your ass cheeks spread open and your hole being explored by fingers while getting your pussy fucked hard? That is a very specific question. Well, in the back of my brain, there's always that concern about anything to do with ass play if there's not prep work. So maybe give me a heads up that that's going to happen before we start fucking. If you're doing that and I'm on top, I'm probably not going to be moving much because I'm going to be a little overstimulated. So you're going to have to be doing the hip lifting motion and I'm just going to be hanging on and being noisy. So not opposed, just want a little bit of heads up so that I don't feel self-conscious and gonna need some assistance from you to keep things moving. Next question. What is a song that always gets you hot? There are not many of those. I enjoy music immensely, but it's more for a brain palate cleanser when I have had a really bad day than it is for anything else. If I had to pick one, I am very fond of Despacito. Despacito? Is that me saying that right? Yeah, I think I am. So we'll go with that one. Next question. What is your favorite position? Definitely assuming we're talking sex here. So my favorite position is the one that I come in. Yeah. Pretty simple answer on that one. If I'm coming, I like the position a lot. If I am bored, we need to have a conversation because this shit ain't working. But I don't have a specific favorite. Like, I don't have one that I'm like, all right, this is my go-to. I will try any position as long as we are both moderately comfortable and someone is having an orgasm. I am good with it. Next question. What is a sexual thing you have always wanted to try and haven't? Airtight, which is cocking your mouth, cocking your ass, cocking your pussy at the same time. I want to try that. I don't know if I ever will, but top of the list right there. Favorite snack? That's a hard one because it really depends on my mood. I tend to go more for savory foods than I do sweet foods. And when I do go for sweet foods, it's often fruit. Don't get me wrong, I will destroy some chocolate if you leave it near me, but as a general rule, if I can choose anything, I'm more likely to choose something salty. Like, I enjoy beef jerky. I enjoy those little combo snacks. They're like a little cracker, but it's round and the center is hollow. Well, it's not round. It's a cylinder and the center is hollow, and then it's got a filling in it. I like the pizza flavored one. It's salty. It's savory. It's good. If I have to pick a sweet snack, I'm going to go with fruit. Recently, I have been in love with fresh pineapple, which is not in season, so I'm just in love with the memory of fresh pineapple. But like right now, I have some oranges in the fridge. I'll choose one of those over chocolate for the most part, because I enjoy fresh foods rather than processed foods. I'll eat processed food. I just said that combos are my favorite foods. That was not, but for sweet foods, I will pick fruit. Fuck. Moving on. Place you've always wanted to go. Ireland. I have wanted to go to Ireland since I was small enough that I don't remember what sparked that desire. But I have always felt homesick for Ireland. And I wish to go there. It is on my list. Don't know if I'll ever make it. There are some challenges these days to traveling, but here's hoping. Next question. Place that you've been that you'd like to revisit. Place that I've been that I'd like to revisit, I think would be, can I cheat and say an entire country? Because that would be Italy. I went to Italy when I was in high school, but I did not have the appreciation for it that I think I would as an adult, just because I was 17, and at 17, there's not a whole lot that you have appreciation for, because you're fucking 17. You're focused on all the wrong shit. Next question. Dom or sub? I am a little bit of both. I'm a switch. The way that I describe it is I am a switch that leans sub, meaning if I have to pick, I will usually pick sub, but I can be your dom. I'm not really good at that yet. I'm still learning. I have not had the experience with that that I have had with being a sub, and I have never been anyone's official sub, like the lifestyle type sub. But when it comes to sex, I am very into the more dominant type men that are gonna let me know what it is they want and take it if I'm not interested. But that goes back to CNC again. And please do not fill my inbox with messages about how you can be my dom and you could be my daddy, because I'm not currently looking for that. I appreciate your interest. I do. But please don't. If you just want to chat, that's fine. But please don't do the other. Thank you. Next question. We are almost done, actually. This is longer than I thought it would be. Random fact about you. Oh, let's see. Random fact about me. I am a zombie cyborg human hybrid. How's that? I have some parts of me that used to be parts of another human, and I have some parts of me that are machinery, or maybe not machinery, mechanical. So, yes, zombie, human, cyborg. Whatever combination of that you want to put it in. Last two questions. Favorite video game and favorite book of all time? My favorite book of all time is actually the Mistborn trilogy by Brandon Sanderson. If you have any sort of interest in fantasy and you have not yet delved into Brandon Sanderson, oh my lord, are you missing out? That man can write like nobody's business. And the Mistborn trilogy is extremely good. It's one of those book series is that I want it to be a movie, but I want it to be a movie where every single part of it is identical to the books. And I don't care if it's 3 12-hour movies. I want it. Give it to me now. Favorite video game? This is a bit nostalgic. When I was a kid, my brother, who is quite a bit older than I am, had some gaming systems, but I was a little kid and I was not allowed to play them. So the very first gaming system that was ever mine was a PlayStation 1 that I actually, I won it in a can of Pringles. I'm not going to go into the whole story because I'll be here for 45 minutes on a tangent. I won a PlayStation 1 in a can of Pringles back when they used to do that. It came with a demo disc. The very first game that I ever played on my own gaming system was the original Spyro game. And I thought it was just the best thing ever. So it was probably over a year actually, where the only game that I had to play on that system was the demo disc. And it had probably 12 different games on it, but they're demos. So you only get so far and then, you know, fuck you, you have to go buy the game. Well, eventually, someone finally bought me the original Spyro game, which is the game from the demo disc that I enjoyed the most. What I didn't know when I put it on my Christmas list, and my aunt didn't know because she didn't fucking know, the game requires a memory card. So I didn't have one of those. Every time I played Spyro, I had to start all over. And I don't know if any of you have played Spyro, but it's not a game you want to do that with. And I would have to leave the gaming system on, and I wasn't allowed to do that. So it was whatever part of the game I could play in the hour and a half, 2 hours or so that I was allowed to play the game. So fast forward again a while, and my dad got me a video, or not a video card. He got me a video card for the PS1. He got me a memory card for the game system. And I was finally able to actually play the game. And I played it all the way through, and I got 100% complete. And I got all the gems, and I was so fucking thrilled. And that feeling of satisfaction and completion and holy fucking Christ, it's about fucking time, stayed with me. And that is my favorite video game. To the point where the other day, a couple months ago, sometime during the COVID thing, I actually picked up the remastered version where the graphics had all been updated, and I was so thrilled that the story was exactly the same. They changed nothing except the graphics. I was thrilled to pieces about that. So, my favorite game, Spyro the original. I liked Spyro 2 and 3. I absolutely fucking hate the Spyro games. I think there's three of them, where Elijah fucking Wood, I think it's Elijah Wood, whoever the bastard is that played Frodo in Lord of the Rings, he's the voice of the dragon, and every time he dies, he has this little quip about, I think I have the strength to go on. I must remember my training. I couldn't finish the games. I hate his fucking voice. His whiny little fucking voice. Sorry, that was not one of the questions. That was a little freebie bonus. I've reached the end of my questions. Again, if I missed one of your questions, please, please, please send me a message and let me know, and I will let you know what the answer is. Thank you very much for sitting through almost a half an hour of listening to me talk about random fucking shit. And thank you very much for being one of my followers. It is mind-boggling to me that y'all follow me at all. So, you keep listening, and I will keep making audios. And we'll see how long this lasts, yeah? All right. Thank you all very much. I hope you have a fantabulous day.